The English translation of the talk of Flea Market, and we are talking about what was used as eBay, and it's like we present the Flea Market platform.
Danke. Ich möchte euch heute.
I will give you the history of my prototype project Flea Market. About a year ago, I had the idea that Mastodon, the decentral Twitter, is quite a nice thing, and it would be nice to have your things, which you would not like to have anymore, that you could distribute, like sell or gift them on this system. So the idea of flea market happened, and I also saw that many people on Mastodon had the wish to do this, and I thought, and I like, yeah, let's do it. Today we will see a short review about development, how to do it, how can you do a decentralized service. We're at the Hacker Conference here, so you want, of course, something to hear like from the technical side. So the first 15 minutes I will explain like the Fediverse, what's the technical background. Then in the second part, we hope that the live demo gods are nicely towards us, and that I can actually present it to you. And then there will be a Q&A session, because I saw that there is always much to discuss. What's this Fediverse at all? So, in the end, it's a social media platform which is not just one server like Facebook or Twitter. Instead, it is provided by a software which anybody can run on their own server. These services communicate with each other. We see a few services here. You see like Mastodon, PeerTube, Merona and Miski. And when these servers communicate with each other, we call it federation. So something which is posted on one server is also transferred to other system. For instance, we have a service PeerTube, which is similar to YouTube, and somebody only has a Mastodon, then they can, with the Mastodon account, comment the videos on PeerTube. This interoperability is done with a protocol which is called ActivityPub. And what we want to build something new into this, the flea market. ActivityPub is a JSON-based standard. All server-to-server communication happens over HTTP in JSON messages. And that's how such a message looks like. You always have a type of action which should be done. In this example, you see create a post. The server where the post is posted contains the user and the JSON object with the contents of what was posted. In this example, we see a note, we see an addressee, we see a date. So the addressee is important, so you can send stuff to like the world or just certain groups or etc. And yeah, we will go to this later, because this will be an interesting part of our flea market application. What I also would what I found out is not only ActivityPub, it's based on which server it is. We also have like a Webfinger and OStatus, which are older protocols, but they are still in use. So yeah, it's some legacy protocols which are still used by some servers. So you have to take care of them too. In this example, as we saw, we only have one header. We have the Activity Hub header, but in reality, we will find more something like this, where you see like activity streams, but there's also stuff of all status from Atom, from Mastodon itself, and many other things. That's the point where it gets inconvenient during development, and you have to test a lot of things, different edge cases. So, and when you think that the standard is not yet okay, you can of course build your own standards, and there is one more competing standard. So, what I did first, I built a small home lab with a DNS, because Mastodon likes host names, and NixOS host, and on the NixOS host I put three containers on it, three Mastodon and the flea market, and I have of course one development PC. Mastodon is built quite securely. Mastodon does always want HTTPS, so I also had to add certificates, or yes, create certificates or get some from Let's Encrypt. And what you have to do when you want to actually have them speaking to each other, then you have to also install a small PKI and manually see that each server knows all the other servers' certificates. And the next thing you would probably want to do is read traffic, because well, you're in a lab environment and you want to see what's happening over the network, what's the Mastodon server doing, and are there troubles, etc., and which bit is wrong. So we also have to do some more stuff. It's encrypted. So the problem is, it's an encrypted line, so I don't see any clear text, so we need some possibility to decrypt this or to read this traffic. And so what we do is, or what we did at Mastodon, Mastodon has an Nginx proxy which talks directly over a Unix socket with Mastodon, and you can tap into this one. And it's with Flea Market, it's quite convenient because it's a new software, so I can also add some logging features into it. So this one was quite easy. Next thing is, you have to convince Mastodon that it is in LAN, because Mastodon wants to run on the internet, but there is a patch for it. There's a function which checks private addresses, and you just add like some return true, then you have basically patched it, and then it runs in a LAN. So the first first thing I did was had to change this.
So this is the last piece of code that helped me out a lot while debugging. This is, how can I tap into a Unix server? Never did that before. With this SOCAT tool, you can do this. You can rename the WebSocket into something else. And then SOCAT can put a white pipe into it, so that the web application suggests the expected WebSocket to the app, but you can read the traffic. So you enter the command and you see the inputs and outputs on your terminal. Funny, but no packet sorting. So if they arrive at the same time, two packets arrive at the same time, you get scrambled packets. So then, let's go in live and look at the system. I have brought you things. This is a flea market. This is a test flea market, which I made for the Chaos Communication Camp 2023. The URL, you'll get that later. This is the view. as a logged in user. And what I can do here is, for example, add a new classified, add a new ad. So I will choose a photo, for example. I got this net neutrality poster. Then I can describe the image. For example, for handicapped people who cannot see, they love that. They're very happy about it. Then I'll give it a title, net neutrality poster in German. And I'll give it a price to give away, for example. And description. A pretty memory of the camp 23. And then I'll click create. And I made the article. And what I can do now is, with a different user, go onto the start homepage. And either I see the poster right here on my front page. There we got it. So this is on the start page. I might have the article right there. There are articles that are either new, very old, popular, or just random. So this is the attempt to use, to not use KI, but to make something interesting on the front page at first sight. I can also use full text search on the front page at the top bar. And then I'll find the poster. And then I see the article. I can send a message to the person offering the poster. Hi, I like it. Oh yeah, what's the last price? That's a good one too. Who is that? Someone of you. Someone from the internet already answered. So the message is already here, and now I can respond as the original user who posted this. Yeah, why should I give that to you? And the message goes back. And that's how we know it from established platforms, which have been doing this for us for a few decades. But there's nothing with Fediverse in this yet. So what do we do? Let's open a new tab and go to the instance as a non-logged in user. And we'll look for the poster again. As a non-logged in user, we see at this page, or on this page, and once again in German, the same thing. And let's do exactly that. Let's imagine I don't have a flea market account, I only have my Grindhaus at Chaos Social account. My Mastodon account. So I entered this, and suddenly I see this post from the user Grindel6, and I can respond from Mastodon. What's important here is, I mentioned this at the start, that you can consider who is the addressee of such a posting. Now, as a non-flea market user, you need to set, as a different software user, that you use a private message. If you write a public message, let's test this. Hello, interested? I'm probably typing nonsense. Then immediately I get an automatic message which says, you want to talk privately to the person, so you need to with who you're talking to about whatever. So this is the way that you should go. Respond, set mentioned only. And then you can write, hello, I'd like that. And then we look at the Flohmarkt app again, and there's a third message. And that's the message from the Fediverse that just arrived. And that works with other services too. For example, we can try Firefish. Firefish is like a Kalki clone, which has been becoming quite popular. And whoop-de-whoop, I'm at Firefish. Oh, how regrettable. But until now, it's been working pretty well. I know it's strange anyway. Demonstration effect. So yeah, that's the principle. That you use to send messages across system borders. The nice thing is that no one who wants to buy actually needs a Flohmarkt account. You can use your existing Fediverse account. Well, one good experience we had was actually Firefish. Might sound strange, but it's true. And Katki Preroma. The requirements are it needs to be able to speak ActivityPub, and you have to be able to send private messages. So PixelFed doesn't work, for example.
Yeah. So, are there any questions up to this point? Because last time we had a lot of questions at this point. So, it would be good if we had a mic. How can you handle blocking? If we want to post something, and I post some spam or I don't know, can I block it? Yes, you can. As a user, then you can go into settings. There you have a blocking tab where you can click or tap, and then you can say, yeah, I don't Grindhold to block. And yeah, then you don't get messages anymore from me. Could we also add this directly? So, for instance, many time women or get some messages which they don't want and just want to block a guy. We could directly add this to the message dialog, of course. Yeah, but we're still in development. Next question. What happens when a server is gone? And the second question. What happens when police attacks your server? It depends on how well you encrypted it. So the software does HTTPS on the networking layer, so on this stage it's all encrypted, but it's your thing on how you encrypt your hard drives. If you, yeah, you're of course responsible for your own server, yeah. And I will also tell you more afterwards about hosting it yourself. I can tell you it is free software. In theory, you can all host such a platform. But make sure of the legal prerequisites, which I will mention later. And other platforms, there's a functionality like pause things. Is this planned? No, it is not planned at the moment. What we have is a sign. If you got a message which you like, which you think, yeah, I would give it to this person, then you can do the following. You can click here and say blah blah blah, and then click on assign, and then all the other people who were also interested in this part. They get a message that it's not available anymore, and the person which you assigned get the message that it's actually assigned to them. I unfortunately didn't understand the next question. When something is assigned, then it's done at the moment. You cannot re-enter it yet, but I mean, it's 6 months old, of course. There might get more features in the future. Next questions. Do you do design patterns which do which improve the process of between sellers? So the original idea was that it is not infinitely big server, but that you geofence the flea market servers to your city, for instance. And yeah, that's a bit the base idea. And one of the strategies is that you have this locality, and you might have to do once. You're not that. We want to break this big anonymity and do some community feeling in a flea market instance. Ideally, you also have a moderation, somebody who likes to care about it. And yeah, we don't have all dark patterns like pay to win, and yeah, like if you want your ad, your stuff on the top, pay 3 euros more or so. Yeah, we don't have all this stuff. There's a question from the internet. We have a question from the internet. Did you think about having a that a flea market instance can follow another one to have a common search index? Of course we did that. We already implemented instance following, but I have to switch to the admin account to show you this. I saved the admin password somewhere else. Yes, it is implemented. If you are logged in as an admin and go to site settings, then you can see some similar menu to the blocking menu, and then you can follow other instances. The other instance or instance admin then gets a request which he can accept or reject. And after this instance, the instances are together.
Yeah, I would have one more question regarding how these classifieds work themselves into the rest of the Fediverse, so you can boost them or whatever. And a small follow-up. Have you thought about, with these sorts of viral ads, that some information will be shown live, such as it's already assigned, given away? Oh, interesting point. Well, you can boost flow-marked ads. They're technically nothing different from notes, like Mastodon. It's just a bit of text with some pictures, and in principle, flow-marked is just a different view of that data. You can boost them, but others know. They need to know this is an ad, I need to respond with a private message. if I want to respond to that. But we saw earlier that you do get the automatic message if you try to respond to it with a public message. Can you follow sellers? You can follow sellers. If they regularly post stuff that you think, oh, damn, that's great, they're posting their collections and there's always interesting stuff coming out, yes, you can follow those sellers. You can here take the user URL. Let's take Grintoldzix and go to Chaos Social. Insert that here, and then I can follow him. And from that time, I will get his posts into my timeline. Yeah. So then, oh, one more question. Can you also assign certain, let's say, hashtags to filter, for example, computers, or to have some bigger categories? That doesn't exist yet. I didn't have enough time for that. But there is a plan how that should be done. As you mentioned, there's hashtags to take them out of the text and put them into the archive database. And to give the moderators the ability to create a tree from those tags. Also, we'd love to have synonyms of those hashtags. So if there's one server that has one word for clothes and the other server has the word clothing for clothes, then you can link those. So you want to capture the information, the semantics, and not the syntax. We have plans, but it's not implemented. So I'd like to do another little segment of presentation, and we can continue the Q&A after that. So what I wanted to show at this point is, that's a nice demo. I just mentioned that you only have a different view of the data with Flowmark, but that's not really the whole truth. Let's imagine we have some Flowmark ad, and let's make one for testing. Let's just take this meme, this deer, want to have it. Let's take this ad and make it a social ad. And then we write to the seller, hi, I'm ready to give you 80 euros for the deer. And let's post it, only for mentioned people. And then over here, we respond, yeah, cool. Can you come here or there? And then I'm thinking, I actually don't want to pay 80 euros. This isn't that great. And then, but I can edit posts on Mastodon, right? So I'm gonna go and edit this post. Where's the edit field? Edit. Yes. Because the search is open, maybe we don't see the edit field. There we go. So here I'm just going to write 20 euros for this deer, save it. And then I respond to the person, in reference to the newer message. Yeah, sure, I can come. And I'll bring you the 20 euros, as if that was there the whole time. So in Mastodon, this is how it looks now. It's the offer from this, from the buyer, the acknowledgement from the seller, and then the reconfirmation from the buyer. This is the perspective of Mastodon. But in Flowmarkt, if we look at this conversation, I'm going to refresh, F press F5, then we look at something else. That old message is striked out, and the new one, the one that replaced it, it was added with a timestamp. So it immediately becomes obvious if someone tries to scam you by editing. So with a pure Mastodon solution, this wouldn't be possible. Anti-gaslighting, exactly. So, now I just want to talk about a few more points. Talk, not make slides. So, let's go on. It was asked earlier, can everyone make an instance of this? The answer is yes and no. Yes, because it's free software. It's all AGPL licensed. You can download changes, learn from it. You can use all the four freedoms. However, one dampener on this joy is the PSTG, the platform control law in Germany. This applies to providers of commercial platforms. And this requires you or those platform providers to give away a lot of intimate data. Now, note, I am not a lawyer. I do not have any specific competences in terms of law. This is just a text that I interpret myself. And that's what I'm going to do. The definition of platform is our big hope. We hope that Flowmarkt will not fall under this definition of platform. A platform is one on any digital technology, a relying system that allows users to, through the internet, use the software to get in contact with each other and make businesses, sales. The nice thing about this law is this combination of the two conditions. Get into contact with each other and sign contracts, create contracts. This term Rechtsgeschäfte is defined as the conclusion of two people who have the same will. If I go to your house and I see, this is your computer, I want to have it, here's a few bills, that is the moment when this conclusion or this connection of will happens. In Flowmarkt, everything that has to do with the commercial side, the contract, is very free. We want to encourage as many people as possible to use this and to be face-to-face. Under these conditions, we could imagine that this is not actually yet a contract. It doesn't fall under this clause. There was an announcement on the side of Digital Courage to host one of these platforms. And I think they would let you copy that. Thanks to Digital Courage.
Exactly, and we are after to thank you. Thank you to the Prototype Fund and to the Ministry of Science and Education. I also would like to thank you to Digital Courage. Without them, the talk could not have happened, because I wanted to have this talk at Bits and Bäume, Bits and Trees, but it was already full. So thank you for Digital Courage. And thank you to my employer, Demos, which also lets me give me some holiday for half a year and promises me to take me afterwards again. So here you have the URLs. The code base is on codebase.org. Help us hacking. The camp demo is on the second URL, so cccamp.leadforformgrindhold.de. Please do not security research yet, because there is a third one which you can actually hack. So do whatever you want without hacking or attacking the underlying infrastructure. So no, DDoS is not security research. It will always work, so it's not interesting. That's also how you reach me. I'm grindhold@chaos.social. Thank you for your attention, and there is a warm round of applause. Okay, we already had quite an extensive Q&A, but maybe there are more questions, for instance, from the internet. Yeah, what? We are just doing audio, fixing audio problems. The question is, how did you decide to use the object type node and not another, for instance, more specific, like hashtag with more metadata? For instance, this would be useful to sort things, to find it locally, etc. So the idea was, or the reason is, that we want the node, because the node is quite universal, many platforms support it, and an alternative would have been the article. And there's a problem, you could specify something, some new data type, but it doesn't put a use if Mastodon doesn't support it. So yeah, we tried it, but we didn't follow that approach. Could we also make a finding part? We saw the I provide something, but I would like to find something. So what you want to do, what you do is you just make a new advertisement that you are looking for something. So you can say, like, I'm looking for this and this, that's what I'm ready to pay, etc. And it just works like this, the other way around. Somebody was looking for a laptop, for instance, and also this announcement is still there. Concerning the legal aspects, like moderators, what do you do with illegal postings as a moderator? There's a moderation menu where you can just click delete. That's it. One more question from behind. How is the geofencing implemented in detail? As an administrator, you can define on which geo-coordinate and then which radius your instance should run, and then there will be intersections between the instances. And follow-up question is, can the site not be reached if you're outside of it, or how does it do it? It's more like an idea. It's it doesn't actively hinder it if you're outside of this circle, but it's more like you can also do like topic specific instances. Or you could make a Germany-wide instance, and for instance, let's have some special community which wants their own stuff, very specific, for instance, replacement part for old timers. We think that this is a valid use case, which we can also do with this so-called geo-fencing. One idea was to emit less CO2 when transporting things, so that's why we implemented the geofencing. There seem to be no more questions, not from the internet as well. So, there is a last question. As a moderator, could I also add myself to a discussion, and if somebody needs moderator support, so you can add like a three-way chat, or as a moderator go into in. It's not yet implemented, so yeah, we have. We have like private messages, and it's not planned for moderators to go into. So if a person actually wrote to you, then you can support, but it's not planned to intersect into a communication for like legal reason, because it's private messages. And also as a moderator, you only get access to messages when somebody reports someone else. So if the provider says, hey, I need a moderator for whatever reason, then if this happen, if it's reported as to a moderator, then moderators will have access to the messages and to the articles, and they may delete it if they wish. Let me add something more to this. For all moderators of Fediverse instances, there are meetups regularly, and on the hashtag Fediverse Moderationstreff, it's in German unfortunately, we have meetups all 2 to 3 weeks, which want to do provide Mastodon instances or flea market instances, and it's organized by three of us. You can also drop by. We think it's really important, and it's good to pose questions like how to do this, how to do that, and our goal is always to have as less moderation as possible, because it cannot be that we always intercept. It will not work. It's just too much thing to do. So come to the moderation meetups. Let's talk about about these topics there. So that's actually a good thank you Grindhold, and the next talk will